Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit. Swims!
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
Custom 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scootabapodibahada, woodadita.
The twins, apadapa, hataga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, hoo ha!
Pardon me. I believe some of your hair just threw away. I squealed. And it was that moment how dry that producer in the most polite British voice. Is some of your hair flow away?
I need this gay British producer who might not be gay, but y'all, you can't tell when they're British. You don't know.
It's the same thing.
It's so... I need this person to come on this show. I need an interview. What is it like to spend this much time with Darcy and Stacey?
Extensions!
Actual walking cartoon.
No.
I know which one it was, y'all. It was that one that keeps hanging out in the back. It's been trying. It's been trying,
trying
to get
off her
out
head.
Of it. And it finally went, all right, it's my time to get out of here.
I'm going to go to the ocean.
I'm going to go to the ocean. I'm going to be free.
Y'all, I don't know.
That was our first extension chandelier scream.
Well earned.
Thank you.
I don't know if this was a fever dream. And because I watched it when I was completely sober, so I think it was real. But we watched two scratchy voiced Muppets who were stuffed with straw, which it looked like, with terrible ratty extensions, wear ridiculous shoes. On cobblestone streets. And then we watched them fall all over a boat. For a good 20 minutes. And I was overjoyed to see it.
Captivated. Loved it. It was so great. And
I'd watch the whole episode of them just having vertigo issues or just kind of mumble to themselves. This episode, by the way, this is Darcy and Stacey. This was called Blow Up in Boudron. Or Boudron. Or
Boudron.
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 It's Boudron.
It's Boudron.
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 Hashtag Boudron.
Boudron. So she doesn't even know what a hashtag is. She's just saying it now. God. They will do anything they can to stay relevant. It's like
they will
100.
100. And I want
Snatch Jaw.
Because I've been out of Oklahoma long enough now. Now I want nothing but fucking Sonic.
That was what I'm talking about. This was like a Kathy and Christina smothered thing when there was a fucking Sonic commercial.
And that commercial from Sonic. And that commercial.
You have to sing your part. I had to sing in the right key, though.
Yeah, sure. I already sang it.
No, but you sang the wrong key.
It's fine.
And another for Sonic.
Yeah.
You can sing it.
No, I did it once. You'll be fine.
No, you did it wrong. I'm giving you the opportunity to sing in the correct key.
It's fine. What did you do when he said mozzarella sticks on television?
I went, my ears perked up. Yo, if you are someone who says that you would ever turn down a mozzarella stick,
don't meet Poodle.
Even the shitty ones that you buy, that you buy like frozen.
No, yeah.
I'll have a bad week sometimes, and I'm like looking around the frozen food, and I see those TGI Fridays mozzarella sticks. Yeah,
Don't they come with the sauce too?
Of course they come with the sauce.
Yeah.
But they always overflow, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because it's pure cheese goodness.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more comforting than mozzarella sticks. I choked on one as a child. One time, I was eating it. I was like going, kaw, 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 kaw. And then my mother.
You were a fat kid.
My mother literally pulled it out of my mouth. I could feel it coming out of my throat.
And she was like, small bites, Jaybird.
So, and to this day.
Because you wanted it all and you just stuffed it in your mouth?
Yes. To this day, if I'm ever eating mozzarella sticks out of a restaurant, my mom says, slow down. Don't want you to choke like you did when you were eight.
How many times have you almost died and your mother saved you?
I don't know. I haven't not a ton, but at least five or six. She remembers all of them, too.
There's a reason why she had silver hair young.
It's like whenever I left my jacket on a plane one time. And now, and if I'm ever go anywhere, mama's like, don't forget your jacket. I'm 43 years old.
What is y'all? Y'all come at us. What is
maybe
your mom?
Maybe you should wear it on the plane so you don't forget it.
Tweet us. And say, what does your mom still come at you about, even though you're grown?
You've been 30 years.
But you're grown, but she don't care. She don't care.
So, y'all, for Darcy and Stacy, it's a procedure-free day.
Well, hold on. We got it. Y'all, there's a big announcement in Darcy and Stacy world. Y'all probably have seen the clip. It's not on, but it hasn't aired yet. But on 90 Day Bears All, Darcy and
Stacy
premiere their
newest song.
What's it called, Poodle?
I was unclear. I believe from the clip, I heard lyrics like, pop, zip, pop the bottle,
fizz, pop
fizz,
the bottle.
Fizz. We do it big.
Big.
Now, to say that they are singing is generous.
They're
kind of talking, and there are pitches being covered.
Maybe it's like a recitative.
But they're not also singing the same pitches, which is interesting.
They're not singing together and they're not singing harmonies.
No. And they don't really seem like they know the words. They're just making them up.
I'm excited to listen to the track because you know the track is going to be we go up,
oh, yeah. We do it big. I do it big. Also, they're premiering their new faces, their new Barbie noses.
Yep.
Their new what did they say? Classic, was it? Smiles.
I know.
Their American smile.
Hollywood smiles.
Hollywood smiles
and our new round boobs.
Yeah. Y'all, there's been a lot of body modification since
good
that.
For them. But they have a new single that's coming up. Real quickly, too, we want to remind this episode, we're recording this on September 15th, and I think actually the episode's going up today. We're completely bowled over that we have sold out New York and Chicago
In one day.
In a one day. And meaning like y'all,
in our pre-sales.
We purposely got a bigger theater in New York.
It's our live show,
not,
by the way.
Yeah, our live. Not to be like, oh, we're going to sell out, but like we need more seats so we won't sell out. And y'all fucking came for us. So
we are in the process of adding days.
We're adding days. When we add those days, I think it's fair to say, because this was totally kind of our patrons.
This was our Patreon supercast presale.
We're going to make the next days we add, we're going to be just general sales from the beginning. So everybody has a fair shot.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we New York and Chicago sissies, y'all some thirsty dick pigs, and we love you for
it. I agree.
I appreciate it.
I was up at like 7:15.
She never gets up that early.
That's
ever.
True.
Ever. I don't even text
this
Poodle.
This girl likes to sleep in.
I don't text Poodle before 8:30 unless it's an emergency.
Never. I'm not.
He'll just respond to me.
I'm not
They'll be
good
like,
with no, people
no.
before then.
If I text him, if it's really important, I'll see three ... and they like show up. Then they go away. They show up, and then they go away. And then it just says, what?
If I could, I wish I could scream through my phone, because I don't want to talk to anybody that morning. You know better not to call me. You can text me.
Oh, yeah, I will never call you. Unless it's an emergency, someone's dead, something like, I will never call
you. Even then,
I'll be like,
I'd prefer a text.
I probably would say, hey, your dad died, call me.
On a text.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. I'd respect that more at 8:30, honestly.
Anyway.
That's, y'all, the worst thing in the world for me is to talk on the phone early.
I know.
The worst.
So anyway, y'all, so to keep up with those, the new show information, we highly encourage you to follow us on Twitter at RealityGazePod. And
or Instagram at RealityGazePodcast.
Yes, that is. That is going to be probably the best way for you to find out show information, or on Facebook as well.
On Facebook, so, on our Sissy Squad.
Sissy Squad, you or can, the free feed we'll have a post to. The group. I don't fully understand Facebook. We have a Sissy Squad, but then we have our public page.
No, our public page.
Public page.
Yeah, follow us on follow our public page on Facebook.
Anyway, that was it.
Also, you can, on the newsletter, or if you're a Patreon or Supercast member, you will always get an email anytime we're doing general sales or anything like that,
you
too.
Will. So,
anywho, I think we're about ready to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so y'all, it's a procedure tip. Procedure every day.
Procedure
looking
every
goddess.
Day.
We're. I'm just gonna go through about 30 Instagram hashtags.
We thought about like, do we do a theater of this? And it would be an hour long theater. It's
can
just
we
so
just
many.
Do rapid fire back and forth?
Sure.
Making memories.
Passion for fashion.
Only eating soft food.
Boho chic.
Goddess vibes. We do it big.
We do it big. We live it up.
Yacht life.
Boudroom.
Let go and feel free.
Feel free.
Feel the energy. Feel the energy in the air.
It's how we roll.
Yacht life.
Well, now you said it.
Sexy photo shoot.
And now we're there, y'all. I think it is... We're jumping in quick. It is time for a Reality Gaze Darcy and Stacy Theater. All right.
All right.
I'll do it. Some people said it's not loud enough.
That's better.
There we go. Y'all, Poodle's going to be playing Stacy. I'm going to be playing Darcy. Picture it. Two women.
We're on a boat.
Wearing grossly high heels. Walking onto
two
a yacht.
Muppets. Let's be honest.
Two Muppets. Yes, two Muppets that we love. And scene.
Wow, it's a nice boat.
Oh, yep, living that yacht life.
Feel the energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Just want to sail away. I want to feel free. Not
like a goddess.
Thank you.
Come sail away.
Not going to worry about the... Come sail away. That'd be a good song, Stace. Maybe we should record that.
I think that already is the song.
Sure. Come sail away. Come sail away. We're
come
feeling
away
free.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's do a photo shoot. Photo shoot time.
Yes, I'm not going to wear the mask. Okay.
Bite your cheek. Snatch jaw.
Snatch jaw. We're the twins of the world.
Queen twins of the world.
Okay. Come on, Stace. Arch your back.
Hey, look, we cannot move both unless you move.
We're almost done. We're just doing a photo shoot. Okay, Stace. Arch your back.
Yep.
Put your butt out. Show me your teeth. They're falling out. They're falling out. Put them...
You know what?
Had a frog.
That's a good picture. I feel inspired. You're
not wearing any panties.
Oh, God.
Not wearing any panties.
Oh, God.
Feeling the breeze. I feel the breeze. You know what?
No one wants to see a beef, Darts.
Put my dress up. Fetch of the wind.
Fetch of the wind.
Fetch of the wind.
Fetch of the wind. Oh, I'm losing my balance. Spurs starts to gently scream. That's it. Some of your hair just flew away. My extensions!
Oh, whoa.
What free the wind.
Want to be free. Want to be free.
We're going to get our new boobies.
Okay.
New boobies.
Getting a little shaky.
New boobies.
Getting a little shaky. Boobs out!
And scene.
That was what happened. It was just
it was
them
chaotic.
Shouting at one another and catchphrases.
I
laughed like a fool.
I've never wanted to go on a boat with two people more in my life and then immediately take a nap because I'm exhausted.
I'm sorry. When that producer said, I'm good. When the producer said, I think your hair just blew away.
You know what? I'm gonna,
it's like you could not have chosen a better moment that is just so says everything they are.
Yeah. Nigel or Fauntleroy, whatever your name is, British producer, come find us. We want to interview on the show.
The best thing about this show, you guys, is not how ridiculous they dress or how they talk. It is how unintentionally funny situations they get into and just the Agreed. Whole package and how they move. I've talked about them being Muppets because they kind of move like that kind of like that kind of like lumping around Muppet. They mm-hmm. kind of have Muppet faces.
Yeah.
They're kind of tiny.
And even that's when they walk back and on the cobblestone, she's like, Darcy says, we got to go. I gotta go.
And it, but it really,
bounce.
It looks like that's why I was saying it. Kind of looks like there's this, they kind of move their bodies in a way where they have to kind of go back and forth. That's why it looks like they're filled with straw.
Yep.
For me, there's just something about it. They are completely absurd creatures. The Silva twins are, and I can't get enough.
I can't get enough.
I will say, we've been on record by saying we don't want to talk about their bodies. I will say the newest facial stuff is it's hard to recognize them.
Yeah, they don't look like themselves.
That's the biggest problem. Not the fact you can say all the time that they've gone too far or they've too many procedures. I mean, I prefer it when they look like people. This is we're starting to move away from that. I think it's going to wind up. It might backfire on them a little bit.
Maybe.
I don't know. But so I just want to be aware. Mostly we've been worried about not wanting to shame people for doing modifications on their bodies.
Oh, yeah. They can do what they want.
There is a point, though.
But
and I think
everybody has their own line.
I know.
I'm not saying anything because when I'm 60 and I look like Catman, I don't want someone to play me. Maddie, remember when you said this on the podcast? And I'll say, I don't remember anything about that. After Poodle
I totally
died
agree.
In that yachting accident off the coast of Capri.
I totally agree. But I'm saying there's a time when we have to be objective, where we just go, how does this even help your brand?
No. I said last week, I said, you know, when you get your nose done, it changes your look. And I don't think it's helpful. They look they don't look like themselves.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that. After you become famous, you kind of need to keep your look.
Yeah. I kind of liked them, how they looked this season. They looked like 46-year-old women.
That's the Starting worst thing to. You could say to them.
I know.
How would you like to feel if I said, Poodle, you look like a 43-year-old man?
I'd rip your face off.
And you'd probably rip yours off and fix it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So there you go.
So we're basically they finally settled down. They finally sat down because they're too tired, and they say
Darcy's like sitting there. She's like, I feel good. I feel really grateful. I don't want to look towards the past.
Gotta go where the universe brings me.
Brings me. Yep. Darcy, gotta make our wishes. What you wishing for, Stace? What you wish?
They. I guess they make wishes every time they're on a boat. Was that clear?
They probably call it Wish Wednesday. Just, Jesus. It's like Taco Tuesday for some of us. We get tacos. Darcy and Stacy make wishes on Wednesdays.
So Stacy is kind of saying, I've always been Darcy's support system, but really need to tell her what I'm dealing with. And all of a sudden,
Darcy just goes,
what?
You having a baby?
And at that moment, Stacy says, we're trying. And you see Darcy's face start twitching kind of.
Darcy is, that's is their twin thing.
And you
they're
guys.
They're happy for one another.
Stacy was worried about this.
They're happy, but they're also incredibly jealous.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's like,
Stacy is actually the more sensitive, I think, twin.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
She wants to protect Darcy
more. She just covers it up with her sarcasm and her snark more.
And her eyelashes.
And her eyelashes. But she really is more insecure, I think, than Darcy.
I agree.
In some ways.
Especially in her relationships.
Yeah.
If Stacy was single, oh my God.
Oh boy.
So she's basically saying, and Darcy's moving around. She's like, no, I feel the same way. I want another child. And it's and Stacy's like, it's so nice to see Darcy really being supportive. I'm like, boy, you're really reading into that. She's barely holding back, being jealous.
Well, she does show up better more later.
True.
But, and they kind of have this, because...
But she says, did you check to see how many eggs you have? How many eggs you have? Wonder how many I have.
Well, this is what Darcy and Stacy do to one another. And it weirdly, I have people in my life that do this. They start grilling you about the facts because they want to know... Because they're anxious, because they're worried for you, mm-hmm. but yet they come in grilling you when really they just want to know. I've had some situations like where there's my partner, if I'm talking to someone, and I feel them getting upset, and I say, you know what? You tell me what you need to know. I just want to make sure you feel okay. Do you feel okay? And if someone says, I feel okay, then I say, okay, then that's where we are. So... Are you checking Grindr?
No!
Get your dick pics off your phone in the middle of the show. Do I need to put your phone on the other side of the room?
It's fine. I'm going to go on Grindr during the live show.
Can we have your attention for just 1 hour without seeing dicks?
You have my attention.
What was I talking about?
Say
the last thing I said.
Your Aunt Peggy. I just took a crapshoot on that one.
Yeah, you missed that one.
It was either Aunt Peggy or your dad or Tara Talaferro.
I think she's dating a guy. I just saw her on Instagram. Good for her.
Anyway, so then she tells her about, they're talking about eggs and how many you have. And then she tells her about the cyst.
And that is when Darcy changes. When she does. Darcy really is kind of like,
goes, it's a cancer.
What?
It's a cancer.
And Darcy's like trying to hold it
and
together.
And then Darcy does go to her sister and hugs her.
Well, because Darcy says, you're going to be fine. And Stacy's like, that was my first thought was Ken. She's like, don't manifest it. Don't you manifest it. It's like.
Take it back.
And Stacy actually goes like.
She does.
She takes it back.
Y'all, they're so superstitious.
They are.
It's crazy.
It's like when our sissies, when we mention a celebrity, and they get very scared that we're about to kill someone.
Those prayers for Reba McEntire. She
don't
had a
mention
fall.
The name.
Sorry.
Don't mention the name.
You're right.
The stairs fell. She's fine. I watched it. She got out on the ladder. A sissy tagged me.
Oh, God.
Y'all.
Sorry, Jackie Mason.
We were Reba. Yeah, exactly. We're taking it back.
Sorry, Jackie Mason and KT Osland.
So Darcy, I just want you to be healthy. And Darcy says, she holds her sister's hand. She's like, it's a wake-up call. We're fixing her outside, but we need to take her inside health serious, too.
And all I can think of is maybe
I'm thinking
maybe postpone the surgeries that you're going to have.
Well, I think, okay, this is great. You want to take your inside health. You better put down that wine, girl.
True, but I felt a little empty.
Yeah.
That they were talking about, I don't know. Y'all, we flash back to home.
Home.
And also, I would say, Darcy agrees to be on the call when she finds out what's going on with Stacy.
Yes.
Because of course she is. And Aniko and Aspen and Daddy Silva Anika was getting her learner's permit, and she passes.
It's just a little weird, because usually your parent is there.
It's true.
And so...
Darcy's not a normal parent.
She's not a normal parent. I was wrong. You know, I thought, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I think we both maybe, but whatever. We had a detective sissy that reached out to us on Instagram who lives like 10 minutes from Darcy and Stacey.
Yeah.
And that bitch went to that apartment complex, drove, bless her heart, her poor boyfriend or her husband, she made him drive to this apartment complex, and she was driving outside the building, and she filmed a video. There is Darcy and Georgie just sitting on the balcony.
Really?
Just sit. So, y'all, they actually live there.
I thought that was like a Comfort Suites.
No, they actually live in that apartment. It's a shitty balcony, but whatever.
Wow. So, that kind of makes me feel weird, because part of me still thinks all this is some type of like weird European soap opera played out for my own benefit.
It's not. It's someone's real life. Now,
that's even more absurd.
But it'll be great when, now that Daddy Silva's bought that mansion.
Yeah.
They're
big
all
compound they can all live in.
Yeah,
wonder who he killed to get that.
Many people. Many, many people. Anyway, so thank you, Sissy, for that.
So, y'all, Anika passed, and they're like, I'm hungry.
And I'm kind of wondering, did you wonder, like, she passed? And I went, well, that was a kind of a not much of a lead up of this. Like, what else are they going to do this segment?
That's because we need to pay the bills.
I hope the daughters got a cut of this.
Me too.
I hope Darcy
Daddy Silva got at least a good brand new suit out of it.
We get a full on fucking Sonic commercial.
Kathy and Christina smothered style. Yeah,
this is like, hey, what do you want to do? Well, I want to go to Sonic.
Okay.
And y'all, Daddy Silva's a natural.
He is selling it.
He's like, oh yeah, did they got those? They got those burgers. Yeah, and then Anika's just like, I just pulled up the app on my phone. We can order and it'll be ready when we get there.
And
because there is a wait at Sonic.
I will say, this was a lot more natural than Kathy and Christina's.
Oh, that one was terrible.
You know what? We like the hot dog.
Yeah, Mom. That's great, Mom.
Yeah. I like a foot long.
Anika was doing the app, and in the back, Aspen's like, I want cheese sticks or whatever she wants.
I want a shake.
They were great. They were great. And then they get there and we see them eating. And Daddy Silva's like, ooh, could you hand me that sauce? It's got good sauce on it.
Yeah.
But do you want Sonic now?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. Sonic. If you work at Sonic, I'm from Oklahoma. Sonic, advertise with us.
If you work at Sonic, you need to get the motherfucking Chicken Club toaster back on that menu. I don't know who took it off. Because I don't love their burgers, but let's be honest. There's some reason why the Chicken Club toaster went away.
With that Texas bread.
Stop, stop, stop.
That was toasted to perfection with the butter on it.
And the chicken fingers, and the cheese, and the honey mustard, and the bacon. I can taste it now. And you fuckers need to put that back on the menu. I don't know who's listening, but someone sent, if you know anyone who works at Sonic Corporate, I need some redemption.
Well, as we say on the show, Poodle, what's the best way to get that toaster sandwich back on the menu?
I don't know.
Manifest it.
Oh, manifest it.
That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do.
Chicken toaster manifesting.
Y'all, if you do work at Sonic Corporate, though, seriously, we want to advertise.
We will
with you.
Totally do a terrible commercial.
I just went to Shake Shack and I got invited for an influencer thing, and I got a free chicken sandwich and a burger from Shake Shack.
And boy, ate both a chicken sandwich and a burger?
No, I couldn't. That's the problem. That was a joy. It was free, so I could have half and half.
So you threw the other half away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
No, I did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I did. Wouldn't you?
I've never seen you throw away half a piece of fast food.
No.
I don't even know you if you did.
I can't eat as much food anymore.
Don't believe it.
I only had 3 bites of cheese fries.
Don't believe it. I'd love to see the evidence.
Well, all right.
So, y'all, Darcy, the next thing is...
Oh, we find out, y'all. Oh, my God. Best news ever. How did I not know this show could get better? Aniko's doing pageants.
The Connecticut Miss Teen USA pageant. And she's hiring a pageant coach. And Daddy Silva's like, I'll help you if you can commit to it.
And look what I wrote. I just wrote, what? I'm so excited.
You freak
I love
out
pageants.
Over pageants more
I
than me.
I love pageant sissies come at me.
I would be, if I was a pageant coach, I'd be much more about the mental game of pageants than you would be about the physical.
This is why we would be the perfect pageant coach.
I'd be all about how to talk, how to maybe... intimidate the other.
Yeah, and I would be so good on the walk. I fuck you not. When Toddlers and Tiaras used to be on, and we loved that show so much.
Oh, I could have produced the winner of every show.
I'm telling y'all now, if that show comes back, we're covering it,
and we're going to be coaches.
But we thought we sat down legitimately, like we're two business partners, talk about should we open a practice together. We talked about for about an hour.
A children's pageant
and
coach.
Then Poodle got real drunk and said, get out of my house.
Yep,
and I
that's
left.
That's what I said.
It did.
And then, did you notice the one moment when...
Can you imagine Darcy's a pageant mom?
No. She's like, smile, honey.
Oh, God. Sorry, go ahead.
Did you see the moment when Darcy or Daddy Silva... blew the horn of that truck who wouldn't let them pass him. He's like, yeah, I don't know what about this guy. Yo, no. Later on.
He memorized his number.
He memorized his plate and shot him in the head. And,
yeah, that truck was found at a rest stop.
Yeah. Don't fuck with Daddy
Silva. Don't fuck with Daddy. Everything, all evidence was burned.
Yes.
To a crisp.
Y'all, we're back in Turkey.
We are back in Turkey. But before we get back into Turkey, let's take a little break.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
It's really hard to wear these ridiculously high-heeled shoes on the cobblestones. Silver slide. Silver slide.
Silver slide. I wrote there. I laughed so hard, and then I wrote, they are cartoons.
Y'all, they had to blur her titties, Stacy's titties,
because
they were jumping around so much.
They also had to blur earlier, y'all. They literally blurred Darcy raising up her dress and showing her gooch.
Yeah, they did. They had to blur her muffin.
Yep.
Anyway, I think that may be the one thing.
Pretty muffin.
I think that's probably the one thing on her body that hasn't been altered.
Oh, no. I'm sure women can do things like, I've had girlfriends that they... I'm really talking about something I don't know about. But she had like a, it's like a little rod thing they put in.
A vaginal rejuvenation.
And it helps tighten you up. Yeah. I bet
you think she's had that done?
Oh, for sure.
Probably. I can see it.
You'd get one if you could.
Mine's fine.
Yeah.
Yours needs, I just hear yours when you get on my couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes that's why you can't get yours off the couch because your suction's to it.
I'm like a bird feeder on a window.
Or like something in the shower. I have to spray water on you so you'll detach. Back rolls.
So,
anyway.
Y'all, Stacy's calling Florian, and he's like, baby shark teeth. The baby shark teeth.
She's funny.
No, doctor. He's 100% right. Now, we find out, you guys. Florian was very sick. Shocking.
Because
he still looks sick. And he says, I had a very high fever. And then it happened to me when I was six. But after six, I no go doctor no more.
And he's fine. But like he was blacked out and his parents had to revive him. One of our sissies has a theory that he actually died and he's a walking vampire.
No, I was going to say he's a ghost.
Yes.
He's been summoned by two teenage girls with a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Darcy's daughter summoned Florian. and now they're antestating him.
That's why we never see Aniko and Aspen in the same scene with Florian, because they're controlling him.
It makes sense.
So much sense.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather.
Jesus Lord!
Jesus Lord, you brought me to life, Nick. Anyway, Florian is basically saying he doesn't believe the doctor, but because put candle out for God, He died for this world.
He died.
I forget how religious he is, which is so weird. But I guess
it's more of a cultural.
Being Albanian, I don't know. Yeah.
So y'all, they do a bit of call with the doctor, and the doctor's basically kind of like,
cyst. He says, I wouldn't worry about it.
He's like, don't worry about the cyst. That looks great. Let's talk about your eggs.
And because the blood work says that you don't have any eggs left, and they're not very promising. You're probably, you may have a 1% to 2% chance of getting pregnant because the egg quality isn't good.
So she says, should I freeze my eggs? And
he's like,
no, I wouldn't. Sometimes you find out they're not worth it.
I'm glad this is not a TV doctor who led us up to this, though. I'm glad this is straight shooting doctor, even though he may have a little bit of bedside manner. And he even said, I'm sorry, this is not the answer you're looking for.
He said, it's going to take a small miracle to make this happen.
Yeah. So it's sad. And Florian says, I feel sad to listen to this, but I feel even more sadder for Stacy to listen for this.
Yes. And he says, and this is a thing that Florian is not great at, and it sums it up when he says, I don't want Stacy to hurt. But the problem where this all kind of blows up in their face, well, you know what? Before we get too deep, we should talk about Georgie. Because he's getting Botox.
I don't even know why he's in this episode.
That's it, y'all. That's all you need to know.
He's getting Botox because he doesn't want Darcy to look younger than him.
Georgie goes to get Botox. He feels bad about Jesse. He said that he feels like his behavior hasn't been good, and he wants to change and be better.
We'll see.
They're still together.
Apparently they are.
Detective Sissy saw him at their apartment.
Which makes me think, was everything manufactured with them this season?
I don't know. Darcy, I don't think so, actually. I think there's some realness to that. We still got a bit to go, y'all. I told Poodle Day, this isn't going to be 10 seasons.
The finale is not next week.
There's an episode 11.
So it's probably 12, 13.
They don't end on 11, so it's probably 12 or 13 episodes.
Wow.
What if they did 16? What if we're just halfway through? I wouldn't mind.
Well, we need to think of, if they're going to do 16, it can't be on our free feed anymore.
Okay.
No. It's all about time for me.
Too much.
Y'all, you're talking to Scrooge McDuck here. We start talking about, because that's the thing. We started doing Darcy and Stacy because we knew it was like 8 episodes or 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's a time commitment kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. We'll see.
16? Fuck that.
I think it'll be like hopefully 12 or 13.
I hope. Yeah, because we still have to do the Aniko pageant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, they're not going to drop that, hopefully.
Stacy is talking
to
Florian.
Aniko, don't quit. I want you to do it.
Oh, God.
And he says,
my hope is gone. And Florian thinks he is being comforting by saying, don't worry. It's fine. Blah, blah, blah. Instead of letting her actually get it out.
No, it's true. And Darcy is even great because she says, she's like, it's going to be okay. She, is memeing with what meant to be will be. And she actually says, you have an amazing husband, and I know your heart is hurt.
Right.
The Stacy's big thing is she wants him to experience having a child.
Right.
But as she talks to him, do you feel like, so they're sitting there, and it starts off, nice one. It's like, I love you. Stacy's like, I know. And his whole thing is he doesn't want to be stressed and he can't handle the emotion. And Stacy knows he's trying to protect, but he's going, basically, it's a thing a lot of, and I don't mean to sound sexist, but I've noticed I've talked about this before in couples count stuff, but men want to fix things.
Yeah.
And
they want to minimize.
So I wanted to ask you, with Florian, is this fixing or is this just not wanting to deal with emotion at all?
Both. This is avoidance.
Yeah.
This is avoidance of emotion and hard things. Talking about hard things.
It's not good. He needs to learn to deal with this.
I think in his way, he is trying to quote unquote take care of her by trying to say, don't stress about anything. Because basically his idea is you have surgeries coming up. and you're not young, and I'm afraid, and because in his mind, he's a little, you know, he thinks things like stress will make her go something wrong on the operating table. Mm-hmm. So that's where he's going. It's a self-preservation kind of thing, not of her mental state or her emotional state. He's only thinking about her physical well-being.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's not acknowledging that she's hurting.
No.
And I don't know if he has the emotional kind of depth to even do anything but listen.
Well, he barely does that. And it's Stacey. I think Stacey puts a lot of her own shit on this, because she keeps saying to Florian,
"Oh yeah,
what about you're not going to be have a kid of your own?" And I'm like, "Honey, he's told you like
this
five
is
times.
All her.
He's fine with that.
This is all her. The fear of this is her worst nightmare, because the fear now is he's going to leave me for someone younger, and that is she walks around with that fear almost on her lips.
Wow."
And that is her biggest fear. That's why Darcy has it too, but that's why they date younger men.
Well, yeah, and I think probably
the obsession.
What's also probably a little bit, if I have a kid, he won't leave me.
Right.
Because he's tied to me in a deeper way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's totally about him leaving her.
Imagine what you could have done if you had had kids to tie men down. Rich men.
Could I still just make them up?
No, I think you would actually have to.
I'd have to produce a child,
but you could send a kid off to boarding school and get a nanny if you're rich.
Yeah, that would have to happen.
Yeah,
or I could have just a surrogacy done.
Now you could do that with your egg.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Yeah, that I would like, because that means it would still, because I don't want to have. I don't want to carry the baby.
Yeah.
Don't want to mess up this figure.
Wow. Wow. Poodle, so I'm not thinking about your figure. What's going on in our Patreon poll?
Oh, it happens today. I need to check.
Oh, you haven't
Who
checked?
Who won? We've been doing live show stuff today, so I haven't
it's
even thought about it.
It's been a little cuckoo caboo. But y'all, we've got
introduce
our,
that while we...
We've got our Patreon poll.
For it ends today, so it'll,
it ends today. So it'll you be, still have the rest of the day.
It'll be either.
Salt waves.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Or hold on, I know. Let me try. Let me do it.
This is gonna be terrible.
Okay. Or I Love a Mama's Boy.
Yes.
Or hold on, don't tell me. I did Salt Lake City. We did Mama's Boy, and the third one is married to a ship?
No. Prisoner
I'm
of love.
I'm in love with a love prisoner.
Prisoner of love.
Love. Yes. So those are your three choices, y'all. Poodle. Is it close?
It's right now, Salt Lake City's running away with it a bit. But it's between Salt Lake City and Prisoner of Love.
So if you want to vote and you're in the Patreon, or you want to vote and you're not in the Patreon, well, then you can't vote. So get in the Patreon, and then you can vote. But if you want to see us talk about Hot Mama's Boys, you better jump in.
Yeah, but it's between, I think, Prisoner of Love and Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay. There we are.
And y'all, the reviews are already out on the first episode of Salt Lake City. It's cuckoo. And we all knew it would be. But Prisoner of Love, people rave about.
Well, it looks like I need to brush up on my Mary impression.
Wubba wubba.
Wubba wubba wubba. Y'all, you can go to realitygazepodcast.com. That's a website. You can go to the Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, the Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. Those are going to be the best way for right now for you to get information about live shows. We've got a newsletter stuff. We're also, after this gets done, we're going to have some announcements coming later on about the website and kind of a little bit of a redesign
that's
of that.
Right.
To make it a little easier.
Oh, I want to tell it so
no,
bad.
No, you can't. You've got to hold on to it. Boy. Did you just tell everybody what they got for Christmas?
Yes! I don't like to. I want to tell everyone the secrets.
You can't. You've got to wait. But Poodle.
I don't do secrets at all, y'all.
What's
not good
one
with them.
Thing you love more than telling secrets?
I love a review.
You do?
I love a review.
Poodle loves. What type of review, Poodle?
I love an evaluation.
But what type of evaluation?
A good one.
Five stars, you whore. Five stars.
Five stars. Five for five. Five for five.
Five and a quarter stars. Y'all, we love five stars. Go to Apple Podcasts. If you don't listen, if you have an Android phone, you might have an iPad. You can download iTunes.
That's true.
And put five
Look at an
stars
iPad.
In. And if you it always helps the review if you write something. So if you don't know what to write, you can write.
Keep going, Queens.
You almost said skeet, motherfucker.
You've been cheating on me.
Cheating. So anyway, y'all, we appreciate coming to us on Cameo. You can find us on all that. Oh, God, we love these women. I'm excited that there's more episodes to come.
These strange prehistoric bird creatures.
of Jen Henson's design.
I don't even know what they are anymore.
Now, look, y'all, if you're driving around right now and you're thinking, golly, I just want a chicken club toaster and some cheese tater tots. Poodle, what's one way to get that?
First of all, you can call corporate for Sonic. Tell them Poodle sent you. And otherwise, you can manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.